On page 2, we have our second definition of NLP. NLP has been described as an attitude and a methodology which leaves behind a trail of techniques. So let's look at the attitude. So there are three main attitudes that drive NLP along. Firstly, there's the curiosity. And we're not just talking about any old kind of like curiosity. We're talking about that real childlike curiosity. You know, the kind of curiosity you had when you were a kid, where you just had to know, you just had to find out how things worked, what was going on. Then there's the attitude of experimentation. In fact, it's been said that NLP is about wanton experimentation, the willingness to do anything just to discover what would happen if you did. And then the third one is the attitude of acting as if. Even though you don't have all the information, even though you don't know everything there is to know about the thing you're about to do, doing it anyway and acting as if you have total certainty. In quantum physics, there's a principle called Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. What Heisenberg actually says in that is, because of the way the universe is structured, it's totally impossible to know everything about everything. There will always be uncertainty. Many people run their lives in a way where they say, when I'm totally certain, then I'll act. Since certainty never happens, they'll never act. So NLP is about being able to act with total certainty, even though you know it's not there. Then we have the methodology of NLP, modeling. Richard Bandler and John Grinder, the creators of NLP, actually found some true models of excellence. They were Milton Erickson, the famous hypnotherapist, Virginia Satir, the renowned family therapist, and Fritz Perls, the creator of Gestalt therapy. Each of these three people were true models of excellence in their field. What Bandler and Grinder did was that they modeled what those three people did to find out how they do what they do and how they made it work. And they modeled them in a number of ways. They modeled their physiology, what they did with their body, their facial expressions, their gestures. They modeled their language, how they structured the words that they used. They also modeled their filter patterns, their values, their beliefs, their attitudes. And they looked at their strategies of thinking. What did they do inside their mind that enabled them to create the results that they did? The output of that particular modeling project are the techniques of NLP. And those are the things that we're going to be learning over this series of CDs.